my conclusion comes from not just my personal experience, but I think my community's collective experience around drugs. I think that the effects of what happens to people with drugs might be a little different than they would be in a more affluent community, in a whiter community, in a community with more resources where, you know, you experience the same things, but you experience them differently. Yes, there are other gateway drugs, I believe. But in my experience, all the people who I saw fall by the wayside, lose their lives, lose themselves, started out with marijuana. And so, you know, when we ask that question, I think to one set of people, we get a different answer than we get from another set of people who have experienced it differently.
Well, you are right about that, because I am a dozen years clean off of crystal meth, and marijuana was not a gateway drug for me. I actually started with other things. But you referenced, you know, the different kinds of people have a different kind of relationship with drugs and alcohol, and you know, specifically talking about, you know, race and class, you know, because that's kind of what it boils down to, whether or not we feel comfortable acknowledging that. I live in a leafy suburban community in New Jersey, and when I advocate for marijuana legalization, I'm not doing it for me, because I'm good. If I get popped smoking a joint at the beach, they're probably going to slap me on the wrist and send me home. But if I lived in an urban community and I got popped smoking a joint, I'm going to become ensnared in the criminal justice system, and I might not have the resources to, like, pay a good lawyer. It's really harder to navigate the criminal justice system when you got a lot of strikes against you. So when I advocate for marijuana legalization, I feel like I'm doing it for the people actually in your community.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I see how it's not white people that are getting locked up for cannabis.
I think that your motivation is honorable, and I think it's laudable. But I also think that my community needs to speak for itself. And when I pose the question to folks that I know, the answer overwhelmingly is that marijuana should not be legalized, because we've seen people go from marijuana to crack. We've seen people go from marijuana to heroin. We've seen people with boundless potential just lose themselves, and watched our communities crumble, watched our families crumble.
Keeping marijuana illegal and criminalizing it and treating it so punitively is, I don't believe, how we lower pot use. I think we do it by having, I mean, look at what we did for cigarettes, for example. We were able to lower cigarette use by having a really honest discussion about cigarettes and the dangers of cigarettes. It always seems like whenever marijuana comes up, everybody always wants to talk about everything but marijuana. You know, they want to talk about sort of poverty and other hard drugs and stuff. Well, the poverty and the other hard drugs and sort of, you know, moving on to, you know, more serious drugs and serious crime, that's a product of the status quo. That's a product of our current policy. And I don't think our current policy works. And I know that in Pennsylvania or in Philadelphia, they're working to decriminalize it, not to make it legal, but to sort of make it like a civil penalty, like a parking ticket or whatever. I mean, do you feel like, you know, that's a way to sort of treat it, but maybe not be so coercive and punitive about it?
I do agree with decriminalization. That's one of the things, that's actually what I started with in the piece that you read. Everyone who uses marijuana does not end up like Philip Seymour Hoffman with a needle in his arm and overdosing on heroin. Every Justin Bieber who's smoking marijuana now at 19 is not going to end up in that condition. And I talked about how I agree with Jim Kenney's bill to decriminalize the penalties for marijuana in conjunction with District Attorney Seth Williams decriminalizing the penalties for marijuana. And I also agree that medical marijuana should be legal. I think that the slippery slope that we have is when we talk about marijuana for recreational use. Again, my experience and what I have seen in my community, it should remain illegal because it's criminal. What I see when I look at 25th and Oxford, where I grew up, where, you know, once it was a vibrant community, and because of drugs and because of the violence and the loss of people's humanity that came with those drugs and that violence, that community is devastated. It looks like a war zone. I showed you a picture of it.
And it was devastating. Yeah. But I don't think marijuana leads to violence. Mm-hmm. And I believe that marijuana is a symptom of the problem in certain communities. I don't believe it's the root of the problem.
And I think that is, I think, a valid point, that it is a symptom of the problem.
There is definitely a problem.
And the problem is that in certain communities, you know, you feel like there's no way out. And so the only escape is to escape mentally, to escape through drug use or through alcohol.
But why is there no way out? There's no way out because if you're 15 and you get busted smoking a joint with your friends, because 15-year-old kids smoke joints sometimes, I don't approve of it.
Right.
But if you do, if you make that silly choice at 15, because we make dumb choices at 15, then that's why there's no way out, because you're going to be ensnared into the system and you're going to be on probation and parole. And
Yeah. There
are kids that their lives get messed up, you know, early on because we have a really punitive drug war.
But to finish my point, the hopelessness is not just about the criminal justice system. The hopelessness is about an educational system that's failing our children. It's about schools closing.
But that has nothing to do with
pot. Wait a minute. It's about schools closing in communities where that might be the last remaining institution. And so people use marijuana to feel better, right? And then it's like, okay, well, if marijuana makes me feel better, let me try this because that makes me feel even better. Okay, well, after I try this, let me try this because that makes me feel even better, because I'm trapped in this situation where it's impossible to physically get out. So let me get out in a way that will allow me to feel better about my circumstances, even though I can't do anything to change them.